Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. In today's episode, I will be going through the topic of interviewing. Since we do a lot of interviews, I think it's a great way to kind of break down what exactly is an interview, what makes an interview successful, and some possible tips on for those of you who want to start conducting interviews or already doing it. And maybe this is kind of a way to reflect back and learn more about how it can be done successfully. So I've been doing interviews for quite a bit now. Lean In with Jeff has introduced interviews, I believe, after the second season, which is around a year after the show, or maybe a couple of months after I've begun the show. And I've been having a lot of fun, and interviews are really just a great way to give guests an opportunity to tell their story. And I think there's a lot of value in that as well. So I really enjoy doing them. So I think it's a great idea to kind of go through what methods I use and how I can improve myself with conducting these interviews. I also will be putting on some continuation of the songs from Loverboy, this time from the album Wild Side, and so stay tuned for that as well. So I believe that final exams are officially finished. It is the last day of April, I believe so. And so, you know, congratulations to everybody who has successfully finished everything. It is, I'd say, almost officially the start of summer. The weather has gotten warmer throughout the weeks, but it definitely has gotten a little colder here and there. We had a little bit of rain yesterday and the day before, maybe in the morning as well. So not officially summer in terms of the weather, but it's definitely coming closer to it. I also want to say that everybody, it is summertime soon. And so I'm assuming that everybody's kind of planning out what they want to do for the summer. Maybe you're already out on vacation. Please stay safe, everybody. Try, you know, be mindful with where you go, and you know, take care of yourself, because safety is a very, very important thing when you're having fun. Because sometimes we kind of get carried away with fun, and it's important to stay alert and cautious so we can all have a wonderful time. All right, so before we get started, let's get through some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into the episode for today. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Doxa, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. Doxa will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events, Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIFF Center, and SFU Goldcorps Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's ILUVU Hour on Instagram, or through email at ILUVHour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
University life can get tough, and sometimes you just need to talk. Well, the good news is that all UBC students have access to drop-in single-session counseling, a 50-minute appointment with a registered mental health provider. No ongoing commitment, just support when you need it. Call the number 604-822-3811 to book your session. But if you're concerned about fitting mental health support into your schedule, Here to Talk, spelled with the number 2, not the word, is here for you. It's a free confidential 24/7 mental health counseling service available to all students attending post-secondary institutions in BC. To connect with a training counselor, search Here to Talk online and click the first link. Tap Get Started Today or use the phone numbers provided in the website appropriate to your geographic location. You can also download Here to Talk app on the Apple Store or Google Play by simply searching up Here to Talk. Don't wait to reach out, whether it's a quick session or 24/7 support.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. So for today's episode, as I mentioned, we will be going through the art of interviewing, the tips on how to do an interview successfully, and kind of going through what I've learned throughout my experience as well. And so to begin with, interviewing isn't just a skill, it's really a craft. So whether you're a journalist, a podcaster, a radio show host, a researcher, the ability to ask insightful, meaningful questions that really invite valuable and meaningful responses is foundational. But behind every powerful interview lies a great amount of preparation, empathy, adaptability, and the courage to really listen. So we're going to be going through the first section, which is preparation. Interviewing isn't just about, you know, asking what you want to ask, but you need to be able to prepare for it. And when I say prepare, you're really just preparing for what types of questions you need to ask. And so in order to do that, you have to look at it in both sides. So both the guest that you will be interviewing and also the audience member as well. So for me, there's a target. There's people that's going to be listening to the interview, and then there's going to be a target with what I want my interviewer to kind of answer, you know, and what kind of information I really want to encourage the guests to talk about. And so in this way, you have to look at it in both avenues, both on how to ask questions and what kinds of questions you really need to ask. And so first of all, you need to research your subject, you know, the person. You need to know their work, their background, the context in which they operate. For example, if you're interviewing an author, reading their books, reading their articles, reading
anything that you can really get your hands on. If they're a scientist, you kind of need to have a basic understanding of what sort of research they're doing, what motivated them to do that certain research. All those sorts of details really play into a crucial role on asking meaningful questions, ultimately correlating to a successful and accurate interview as well. So you also need to understand the format in which the interview is going to be taking place. If it is a live radio interview, it requires different pacings than a recorded podcast or a written Q&A. And so you really need to have a good understanding of how and when, what sort of format you're going to be taking in terms of the interview, the medium in which you'll be choosing to interview someone. And according to that, you would have to adjust whether it's when you ask questions in terms of the pacing, because for radio at least, we have a certain amount of ads, PSAs, and show promos we put up every hour. And so the format might differ from, for example, maybe a video interview that's 5 or 10 minutes long. So just be mindful with what sort of format that you will be taking. There's definitely formats that are more appropriate in certain situations and maybe more comfortable for you as well. So you kind of just have to experiment with methods that would work best for you. So you also need to design a flexible question network, framework. So a good interviewer will walk in with a set of questions, but will also leave the room for the conversation to evolve. And so in that way, you're not just focusing on how many questions can I really get through, but you really need to be able to choose certain questions that will not only encourage a really in-depth response, but can also encourage a lot of discussion and conversation and thought after the question is answered as well. Because in reality, an interview has a maximum amount of time that you can really use. Sometimes it can be a couple minutes, sometimes it can be an hour, 45 minutes. It really depends on, you know, how, you know, when and where you're doing this interview. And so you have to take that time into account and choose questions that will fit into that framework. And so in order to do that, you have to develop the skill on really just deciding and analyzing these questions that you've prepared and choose to use those for that interview. And I'd say that's one of the toughest things about interviewing is that when you begin researching about these guests and your subject, there's just so many questions that you want to ask. And that's totally fine. I mean, a lot of the times I have a lot of questions that I want to ask from personal curiosity. There's also a lot of questions that can be created in terms of not only through that specific person, but it can be about the career itself. It can be about, you know, the subject and their personal backstory that doesn't quite relate maybe to their present studies. There's so many avenues that you can take in terms of creating questions, and the curiosity is really endless. And through that, you really need to be able to develop the skill to trim down and really analyze and look at it in a very holistic point of view on how you want to approach the interview. And the more you are familiar and practice the skill, the more compact and insightful that episode and interview will ultimately become. Because some of us, you know, this interview that you're doing is ultimately for the audience. You know, it's going to be about the people outside who are going to be consuming this content. And we all have different schedules. We don't all have that same amount of time to really listen to all that interview portion. And, you know, that means every question matters, every answer matters. And so you really need to put a lot of time and effort into how you will be formatting this from the first second all the way to the last. Now we're going to be moving on to the interviewing process itself. Now, interviewing, we can all think about where it's a conversation between two people. One person asks a question and the other answers, and we kind of go back and forth through that process. However, active listening is a very, very big part as well. And when I say active listening, it honestly might seem pretty self-evident. An interview requires speaking and also listening to the speaker. However, sometimes the interviewer or usually the interviewer kind of gets too excited and they kind of overlap the response or override the response with additional questions. But sometimes you just kind of have to sit back and listen. You know, there's people who have different speech patterns. They might have a couple pauses in between their speech. And sometimes you can kind of misunderstand that and kind of use that as a way to slip in a new question. When in reality, that pause might be just a way for the guest to help them regain and regather their thoughts and come up with a new response as well. And so what I like to do is kind of over-listen. I don't know if that's the right word, but I like to listen for a very long period of time. And usually, purposely, I like to give my guest about a second or two after their response to really just make sure that they got everything that they needed to get out. And so in that way, it's safe for me as an interviewer to kind of let my guest speak what they need to speak about. And then it gives my interviewer a chance to kind of be more comfortable with how much they share. And so, you know, the most underrated skill, it really is listening. You know, asking great questions is great, but it really is about listening and taking a lot of time to gather all that response time and all that responses, because that right there is really the meat and potatoes of an interview. It's not really about the interviewer per se, but it's really about how well that interviewer can let the guest tell their story. Because this is really all about storytelling, and the main character is the subject. So that's kind of our responsibility as an interviewer. You really need to be able to listen and be patient with people's responses. And, you know, the more you get better at that and the more present you are, it really allows the conversation to go deeper. Now we're going to diverge back into questions, meaningful questions. And I guess one thing that you should consider is that for a question to have a lot of conversation and a discussion in between, you really need to have questions that are quite open-ended. Now, there needs to be a balance. And before we get into the balance, I want to begin with our first song for today's episode. It's going to be from Loverboy from the album Wildside called Walking on Fire. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. That was Walk It On Fire by Lover Boy. This is from the album Wild Side. And why don't we continue on with the interview segment of this episode? So we're going to go into the questions. So as I mentioned, you need to be able to ask meaningful questions. And in order to do so, the questions need to be, in a way, open-ended. Now, when I say open-ended, I am using the term broad in terms of questions should have a lot of avenues in which you can answer them, which is great. However, there needs to be a balance between having broad questions throughout your interview, but also very specific questions as well. Keep in mind that an interview is about a specific subject. It is about a specific person. It can be about a specific area of study. It could be about a specific profession. And so in order to make an interview distinct from each other, it has to have questions that are exclusively within the boundaries of your subject. And so, for example, if it is about an athlete, and specifically it is about the sport hockey, there should be questions that are directly correlated with the subject of hockey. Maybe it can be correlated within the subject of that specific player, that specific athlete. So if you research deep enough, maybe some athletes have certain patterns, certain routines that they go through before competition. You can maybe ask questions about that. And I think it goes both ways. Number one, it creates a more unique interview as well. It gives the audience a very new and refreshing perspective. But it also, I think it's respectful for the guest as well. You know, you don't want to just have the same questions given to every single one of your guests and subjects. You know, it kind of, to have these specific questions mixed in with the open-ended ones, it gives a sort of respect to your guest as well. And it proves that you took the time to go through the due diligence that's required with creating these questions for your subject as well. And so the balance is key. I like to go maybe half and half sometimes. Maybe I like to add in some more specific questions, more than the general open-ended ones. But, you know, there's also a way to kind of create specific questions that also act as open-ended ones as well. So, for example, if I ask an athlete about their morning routine and how that helps them individually, they can answer it by saying, you know, their specific morning routine, but then go on to say how these routines in general can help an athlete as well. And so there's, you know, multiple avenues that these questions can take. And so, you know, keeping that in mind is very, very crucial. All right. So the next thing I want to go into is what really makes an interview a great interview. So in my opinion, I think interviews require some sort of emotional resonance. And so the best interviews really connect on a human level, whether it's a celebrity revealing some personal stories or, you know, sharing their memories. Or, you know, just, you know, people just sharing things that might be vulnerable to them, or maybe like a journey that they had to go through. You really need to be able to put yourself in their shoes. And I know that's impossible, but you need to try as an interviewer. And that emotional resonance and connection that you're doing will not only create a comfortable environment for the interviewee, but it'll also encourage you and will actually give you that skill to create more in-depth, meaningful, insightful questions that really encourages a interview that's filled with emotion and connection and resonance. And so keeping that emotional framework within your approach to interviewing and prior to the interview and the preparation process is really an important thing to have an interview turn out successful. The next thing I want to go into is kind of the mistakes, kind of, you know, what we mentioned prior to this discussion, but the mistakes that an interviewer can actually possibly make. And the number one thing is talking a little too much. You know, I've definitely made these mistakes before. You know, you're just filling the air too much with your own thoughts and your own sayings. And, you know, after you share your own personal story, you come up with a new question, or maybe you're asking too many questions. All these are great traits. Don't get me wrong. You know, all these are great traits. It shows your enthusiasm. It shows your preparation. It shows your passion for interviewing and that certain subject. But you know what? Keep in mind that it isn't you that is the star of the show. You are using the platform that you're on to encourage storytelling, specifically the story of the subject. And so you really need to be silent. And being silent doesn't mean that you don't care, but it's just giving an opportunity for the subject to really just get their story out there. And so, you know, it's all about balance. You know, sometimes you can obviously banter and make jokes between the interviews, ask some questions, you know, consecutively. But at the same time, you have to be mindful with the time that you're using and how much time you're using throughout the interview as well. All right. So those are kind of the basic frameworks that is that can be helpful for an interview and has been helpful for me throughout my interviews. But you know what? I really like the saying, practice does make perfect. Interviewing is exciting. There's really not a day where it's the same. Everything's different because every subject and every person is different. You're different every day. The questions that you prepare are different every day. And so it's really an exciting and fun process that you can go through. And through that, you just have to keep going because there's really no formula in how to make things successful. Sometimes, you know, the questions that you've arranged for a guest can work one night, and the other time, you know, you use the same format and it doesn't quite work. Everybody has a different way on interpreting questions, answering questions, what makes them feel comfortable. You just have to feel, you know, the vibe and really just go through all those trials and errors that is required through these interviews. And so just go through those and just try it out, practice. If it doesn't work out, you just try it again, new methods. And, you know, you really just need to enjoy that process because it's just a repetition of that itself. And so, yeah, I mean, if anybody is interested in interviewing, just go for it. You know, it's really about the courage, you know, of just asking someone if they want to do an interview and if they agree to it, great. But if they don't, they don't. You know, not everybody has the comfortability to share their own story. And it is a very vulnerable process. So I applaud anybody who is brave enough to actually share their own personal stories and journeys. But at the same time, you know, if you do that, you never know. It can really inspire someone out there and really give an impact on somebody. And when that happens, that really truly is the power and the magic of interviewing. So that's why I continue to do it. It's really my passion. I love doing it. It's fun on my end. It really encourages a lot of critical thinking and research. And it's really a lot of fun as well. You really get to learn a lot about different areas of studies and professions. And through that, you kind of get a chance to reflect back on yourself and your own story. And, you know, you pick up these lessons here and there and these different advice and quotes and mindsets. And it's really an exciting process. So I do encourage somebody out there who really wants to try to just, you know, do it. You know, I think it's a very valuable skill and a very, very valuable practice to go through. So, yeah, go ahead and do it. And I will be coming up with some more interviews throughout the episodes as well. So stay tuned for those. I will also be bringing back some more movie reviews. You know, in a couple episodes from now, I can also get into movie reviews, how those are prepared. For my radio show, I do kind of take an interview approach where I have a guest. They're kind of speaking their own opinions. I throw in some of mine. But, you know, for movie reviews, I kind of take a different approach to how I format my shows. So in that way, I can kind of go in more depth on how those discussion / interviews kind of go in terms of the format and the preparation. But for today, you know, interviews, this is kind of the general gist of how I use and what's helped me. And I think, you know, I hope that it benefits somebody out there that's trying to go through this process as well. All right, so I have a couple more songs that I'd like to put up for you guys. The next song is called Can't Get Much Better by Loverboy. So I hope you guys enjoy this song as well. So here we go. That was Can't Get Much Better by Loverboy. The next song I have for you guys is called Hero. Hometown Hero. So I hope you guys enjoy this song as well. Here we go. That was Hometown Hero by Loverboy. The last song I have for you guys is called Wild Sigh, the same name of the album itself. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, and we'll get right into the episode after. So here we go. We'll be right back. All right, that was Wild Side by Loverboy. I hope you guys enjoyed that album. Please go check them out. Loverboy is really just an amazing band as well. So as you guys can tell, the songs are amazing as well. Now, that is it for today's show. It seems that the sun is out today. It's getting much warmer, so please go outside and really enjoy the weather. As I mentioned, congratulations to everybody who has successfully finished off their final exams. It is time for you guys to really take a break. And I don't want to be giving out some sore news, but I do know that the summer semester is going to begin soon. But you know what? Enjoy the time that you have before school starts again. For those of you who are taking summer courses, good luck, and I'm sure that you guys will have a great time as well. And also, find some time to really just enjoy the summer as well. So good luck to everybody. Please stay safe, and I'll see you guys all next week. My regular time, Lean In with Jeff. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye, everyone.
Imperfect revelation of me. What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam Territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is CYVR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since